I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, January is the perfect time for trout fishing. Yes, we'll tell you more about it in a moment.
Are you looking for an effective way to help needy West Virginians? The Mountaineer Food Bank needs your help in support of Hunters Helping the Hungry. This program provides nutritious venison donated by deer hunters to hundreds of less fortunate families in West Virginia. And your monetary donation would greatly enhance this worthwhile effort. Call 558-2771 for more information on Hunters Helping the Hungry in West Virginia. That's 558-2771. West Virginia Hunters Helping the Hungry.
The DNR's trout program is just about to wrap up its winter stocking schedule. Dottie Arbogast is with the trout program in Elkins and explains that the weather in recent weeks has made it easy to get all of those stockings done without much trouble.
We've done real well because of the weather. In fact, this week we'll complete our January stockings. In January, we stock all the weeklies and then what we call biannual impoundments, which are located mostly in the southern and western part of the state, and are and newly formed MJs, which we are monthly Januaries, that do better stocked in January than in May. And so we have about six of those that we stock in January. Like I say, we'll be finished in the end of this week, and with a total of over about 41,000 pounds that we will have stocked
now
by Friday.
Those western impoundments and lowland streams get the biggest stockings at this time of year because it's the time of year that the temperatures there are suitable to hold the trout.
Biannual waters are stocked once in January and once in March, and that's because the temperatures are good that those impoundments will hold trout and during that time of year. So that's what we're doing. It's about 13,000 pounds that we stock in those biannuals and each month.
A lot of those waters will hold trout for the next few months even and offer an opportunity to catch a trophy fish.
In the streams, they do hold over. In the impoundments, with water temperatures getting warmer as the spring goes along, you know, of course, they're usually fished out in a matter of a couple months. So, but the January stocking is particularly popular in the southern part of in the western part of the state that don't receive weekly waters being stocked, and so that's why it's important. And we also, in January, stock about 20% brood, and that average 3 to 5 pounds in those impoundments.
And that helps clean out more room at the trout hatchery.
These are brood stock that we have used, and they've spent their time with producing eggs. And this gets rid of our surplus brood in the January through March period. So yes, it allows room to for our smaller trout to grow.
And remember, you need your 2005 fishing license and trout stamp now that the new year has arrived. And you can get a complete list of the waters that have been stocked by logging onto the DNR's website at wvdnr.gov or calling the trout stocking hotline at 558-3399. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.